and welcome to one of many podcasts that we are publishing as we gear up for the 25th anniversary of Oink Ink Radio. I'm Dan Price, along with my partner slash brother, Jim Price. And we want to thank you for joining us as we present some work that we've done along the way. We thought it might be fun, semi-interesting, something to do, to list our top 25 favorite spots from the past 25 years. And so we're calling it 25 for 25. And that refers to projects that were memorable or marked some milestone along the way for us, as today's will, as you'll see. They're in no particular order. And so to that end, it really doesn't matter in what order you are listening to these. Up until our top five, which we will present backwards, sort of a countdown, all the way down to our favorite one spot that we've done in these 25 years. In this installment, we're going to listen to and talk about a spot we did for NBC. This is, this might be one of two spots that we are sort of celebrating for our work we did for NBC. The first one was one of our earlier ones, Guys with Kids spot, which I just love. This is another one that was really came out terrifically. To recap how this all came to be, NBC reached out to us not that long ago. This is not ancient history. I'll throw a number out there and say 6 years ago.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give or take 4.5 years. But anyway.
I remember it was the summer. It's the year. I'm a little foggy.
Well, I remember doing one of the. It just happens to be, and I don't know when you'll be listening to these. We're recording this between Christmas and New Year's. I remember working for them on New Year's Eve at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Whatever number of years ago. Anyway, what happened was they reached out to us and said, hey, we would like for you to pitch our account. And so we were happy to, and we went up against other companies like ours. You know, to make a long story short, we won.
Yeah, the way I remember it is we were each, it was kind of like a double assignment from them. Say they were launching six shows. Each company got, I think, four, so that there would be two batches of scripts for them to pick from for each show. And basically they said, okay, we're going to produce whichever spot's best, and whoever does the best will get our business down the line. And so all the spots that we pitched it for each show, they won or whatever, and we got the future work as well.
And one of the things that happened and almost never does happen is during that pitch, you know, we generate these scripts and we also demo some of the spots just to say, here's what it'll sound like. And our first batch of spots for them was basically exactly, not basically, I think it was exactly the work we had written in order to win the account. Of course, then over a series of couple years, things became less and less like that. But these all stayed intact. And this first batch of spots did so well. You know, if awards are any indication, they basically swept the Promax award shows that year, which is a show designed just to, you know, recognize promo type work. And we won in every category, like gold, silver, and bronze for these spots. And this was one of them.
Yeah, really our first, you know, that batch of four spots I talk about, those were really my four favorite spots we did for NBC was in that first batch. And, you know, we had a lot of leeway on what to say, how to say it, and how to produce it.
Yes.
And really think if you listen to them, they were the most effective of our batch of work for them.
So the leeway became less freer and freer. And so we no longer do work for NBC. And so anyway, the spots I think we did was like Guys with Kids, Revolution, Chicago Fire. Was that one of the first ones?
I believe so.
This series for Animal Practice, unfortunately, the series itself only aired for like 2 months. I think six episodes. Yeah. I read on Wikipedia, and then I thought it was funny. The show.
Yeah, I think he's funny. You know, the Justin Kirk.
Yeah, he was the main guy in it. He's the lead veterinarian.
Yeah, he was in Weeds. Right. He was in this, and just real good, dry. You know, always got.
Yeah, I liked him too. And to the extent that we used him in this spot,
Justin Kirk. And then there's sort of an announcer thread in it by Steve Meller, who's just a great voice. We love working with him as well. But in any event, without further ado, here's a spot for NBC, their show called Animal Practice. It's called, the spot is called Animal Facts. This was a spot we did directly for NBC out of our second recording studio in New York called Verbatim, and it features Justin Kirk.
Did you know horses can't vomit? Did you know goats' pupils are rectangular? Did you know the taste buds of a butterfly are in its feet? Did you know a housefly regurgitates its food and then eats it again? Did you know deer have no gallbladders? Moths don't have stomachs? And snakes don't blink? Well, I knew. How? Because I'm a doctor. An animal doctor, damn it.
Justin Kirk is Dr. George Coleman. He knows everything about animals. Humans, not so much. Animal Practice on NBC premieres tonight at 8.
So I do remember part of this record, you know, like many promo clients, things are really kind of done last minute and all that. And we had gotten kind of this script approval, but we really had no say on when they were going to get Justin Kirk to record it, where, yeah. How, anything like that. And ultimately, we didn't really have much say in it. We got a call, I think, on like a Friday night. Hey, he's in tomorrow, i.e. a Saturday, doing some ADR or whatever, and we can get him then. I said, okay, great. Oh, and I don't know if we were afforded the opportunity to get on the phone or not. So basically, I just went over direction with one of our contacts there at NBC. I don't even think it ended up being them recording him. So we really actually got kind of lucky that he recorded really how we had in our head, how it was written, his personality. It was written with his personality and delivered it as such. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, he did. I thought he did a really nice job in the whole ending, you know, because I'm an animal doctor, damn it, or however that ends. Is that how it ends?
Yeah, and actually, my favorite line was the and regard where he gets kind of soft and intimate on the one line that has no business being, you know, delivered as such.
I can't. Have issues with some of those lines? I don't remember this as specifically. You wrote the spot, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's funny that we wouldn't have gotten pushback on some of these sort of grosser kind of.
Yeah, I think at that time they were just kind of letting it fly a little bit, and the show was, you know, had some. Going to say blue humor, but you know, they were kind of letting us do what we, you know, wanted to do. So,
yeah,
you know, like that other early NBC work we did,
the guys with kids
and Revolution, not as much Revolution, but Chicago Fire. Those three spots in that first kind of batch of campaign that we did for them, I think were probably the best examples of TV promo work that didn't really sound like promo work. And that's why a lot of those promo folks, and that's why a lot of the work we got from those promo folks came about, is, you know, people always liked the fact that it doesn't sound like on the next version of such and such show and all that.
Yeah, so. Well, I will say that that's been both a positive and a negative, in that we approach promos the way we do advertising, which is, what are people going to respond to? What's going to stick out for them and grab their attention, be interesting for them? How can you reward them for giving you 30 seconds of their time as they drive down the road? And so those entities, the NBCs in that case, the others, you know, TBS, TNT, the big CBS television distribution, the former King World, the reason they come to us is, hey, their work doesn't sound like promos, let's use them. The reason a lot of the others don't use us is because we don't do that kind of stuff. We don't. It's a bad use of us to come and pay us that kind of money to say, you know, tonight, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, blah, 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 blah. Those kind of promo spots. So we don't see a lot of that kind of work. And it is good work if you can get it, because, you know, they're beholden to networks where, even through recessions, You are obligated to provide these promos. So it's that niche is a nice one, and one that, you know, we had a lot of success in, but we certainly didn't build our business model around it, fortunately. But we love doing that kind of work, and that was a good client while it lasted. Again, that was a spot for Animal Practice for NBC, and a spot we call Animal Facts. And there you have it. Thanks for joining us for this installment. Hope to see you on the next one. Thanks again.